Rule 5B, nominations are now closed. We will now move to a vote. The question is on the election of Laura Trump as co-chairman of the Republican National Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The ayes have it, and Laura Trump is elected as co-chairman of the Republican National Committee. Madam Co-Chair, congratulations. I would like to invite you to the podium to make a few remarks.
It's official. By a unanimous voice vote that you just heard, Lara Trump is now the co-chair of the RNC with Ronna McDaniel stepping down. Lara Trump now the co-chair with Michael Whatley, an election denier who used to run the North Carolina GOP. He's now the co-chair with Lara Trump of the RNC. And before that voice vote that you just saw, here's one of the speakers talking about Lara Trump's lack of qualifications, but basically invoking that this is the will of God to make Lara Trump the head of the RNC. And the people in the audience actually voted for her. Unanimously. Play this clip.
In a world where qualifications are often measured by titles and years of experience, we are reminded of a powerful truth. God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Laura Trump is the embodiment of this truth.
And here is Lara Trump's speech where she talks about that she's got her first $100,000 check for the RNC. Here, play this clip.
We have to raise a lot of money. And I have great news. I brought this up here today because I wanted everyone to know that already I have a check for the Republican National Committee for $100,000 that has been donated as of today, as of these nominations going through. Yeah, we're starting today, folks.
So that check probably represents about half a day of legal bills for Donald Trump in his various cases. And of course, Lara Trump has gone out and said that she believes that the RNC is basically a vehicle purely for Donald Trump, that every single penny should go to Donald Trump. So folks, the RNC has just placed the people Donald Trump has handpicked, Whatley and his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, married to Eric, to divert all of the RNC funds to Donald Trump. For example, let's play this clip right here.
Talk about what needs to change at the committee to make this party more competitive, because I think after 2022 with those midterms, when that went the way it did, as hated as Joe Biden was, I think we all realize we have a huge problem in the party. What needs to change? And if you get the job, what can you do?
Yeah, well, listen, we need to be playing chess and not checkers. And that's exactly what we've been doing, unfortunately. And as you just pointed out, the Democrats have been playing a completely different game. We need to catch up and we need to outdo them at that game. We better have at the Republican National Committee a ground game operation, the likes of which this country has never seen. We better be doing voter registration in record numbers. We also better be doing legal ballot harvesting all across this country, because those are things the Democrats always outdo us on. And let's face it, Rob, we better start telling people to go vote early. We have this notion that it would be nice if we had one day of voting. I would love that. You would probably love that. We'd love to give people the day off of work, and we'd love to have paper ballots. We don't have it right now. So we need to bank enough votes going into Election Day that we aren't trying to play catch up that day. We know things happen. Look at what happened in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Here's what I can tell you. The RNC needs to be the leanest, most lethal political fighting machine we've ever seen in American history. That is the goal over the next 9.5 months. If I am elected to this position, I can assure you there will not be any more $70,000 or whatever exorbitant amount of money it was spent on flowers. Every single penny will go to the number one and the only job of the RNC. That is electing Donald J. Trump as president of the United States and saving this country. We have no time to waste. We've got to get to work. We've got a lot of money to raise. And we need to ensure that every penny goes to those things that I just mentioned. Otherwise, you're right, in perpetuity, the Democrats are going to beat us.
Yeah, we.
And here's another clip of Lara Trump confirming where all the money's going to go. Play this clip.
We need to make sure that every penny of every dollar donated to the RNC is going to Donald Trump's campaign.
And it should be noted as well that Lara Trump previously diverted about $2 million from a dog charity, a so-called dog charity, to various Trump organizations and Trump properties. And by the way, she was out there doing another dog charity event where fake handbags were being sold as well. It was very odd. She claimed that she was selling a Chihuahua named Truffle, but the PowerPoint said Churro, for $10,000, which she claimed to have found in a dirty bathtub in Puerto Rico, was the claim to sell this Chihuahua, which apparently goes by multiple names. But I guess the money will be going to Republican gatherings where things like this happen. Play this clip. This was from this past weekend. Play the clip. And by the way, in terms of the company you keep, this is Alex Stein, one of, you see Lara Trump hanging out with Alex Stein, so he will likely have a major influence in the RNC, in the Republican Party. They're very close friends. Here's a video that he posted within the past year or so. You may remember this, and just a trigger warning, it's very offensive stuff, but I don't want to sugarcoat what's happening here. Play this clip.
See, my favorite big booty Latina. I love you, AOC. You're my favorite. She wants to kill babies, but she's still beautiful. You look very beautiful in that dress. You look very sexy. Look at that booty on AOC. That's my favorite big booty Latina. I love it. My favorite AOC. Nice to meet you, AOC. Look how sexy she looks in that dress. Woo, I love it, AOC. Hot, hot, hot like a tamale.
Hey, everybody. I'm here in the Capitol. See this guy right there? Right there. He, when I was walking up, he said, hey, right in front of a Capitol police officer, hey, here's this, look at that big ass, look at that big juicy booty, this Latina, like whatever, you know, all the bunch of racist, sexist stuff. And since nobody can do anything, I'm just telling you, because this institution is not designed to protect people. And it's really hard and it's really sad that my only recourse is to just let you know about it, but that's the institution we're in.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend that you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at that perfect temperature all night long. Now, using silver-infused fabrics originally inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at that perfect temperature all night so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than the bed sheets used by some 5-star hotels. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code MIDAS at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/MIDAS and use the code MIDAS to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/MIDAS to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this.
Well, folks, this is the modern day Republican Party. This is what MAGA has done to conservatism and the Republican Party. It has absolutely killed it. I got the opportunity to show DNC Chairman Jamie Harrison one of these clips of Lara Trump saying that she believes that the money should actually be able to go to Trump's legal bills as well. So I want to show you that clip that I show to DNC Chairman Harrison and watch his response. It's really funny. Play this clip.
You think paying for President Trump's legal bills is something that would is of interest to Republican voters?
Absolutely. That's why you see a GoFundMe get started. That's why people are furious right now and they see the attacks against him. They feel like it's an attack not just on Donald Trump, but on this country.
Your response.
I don't know if you all know, I am the number one supporter of Larry Trump for, you know, I never thought I could find somebody who I wanted to be the RNC chair more than Ronna McDaniel, but I now have found that in Larry Trump. I want her to spend every single penny they get into Donald Trump's legal fees. Go, Lara, go. You are so fantastic. Your vision is so great. Spend it all on his legal fees. Just spend it all. And in the meantime, I'll spend all the money that we have on building the infrastructure, continue to have the biggest voter protection program that we've ever had, making sure that our state parties are funded so that they can get the message out on how Democrats have delivered. I'll do the things that a party should be doing instead of spending money on legal fees or books or whatever.
And just like that, a rare moment of bipartisanship here on the Midas Touch podcast with Chair Jamie Harrison and Lara Trump agreeing to the same mission that Lara Trump should spend all the RNC money, every single penny, as Lara
every
Trump
penny.
Says, on Donald Trump. I love to see that sort of bipartisanship here, Chairman Harrison, on the show. You know,
and I've also had the opportunity to interview Michael Cohen on Political Beatdown and ask him about Lara Trump. He knew Lara Trump very, very well on a personal level. Here's what Michael Cohen had to say about her. Play this clip.
Now, I got to be very clear on this. Lara's an idiot. And I don't say it to be mean. I say it because it's true. In fact, first and foremost, Donald didn't even like her for many, many years. He didn't want Eric to even marry her. He had found somebody else that was working at the Trump organization that he wanted Eric to marry. All right, that's to start. And of course, not only did Donald make fun of her looks, but so of course did Don and Ivanka. They all made fun of her looks. They just didn't like her at all. I was at a fundraiser at the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. when Donald finally told the story on what broke the ice between him and Lara Trump. This is a true story. You can't make this stuff up. Even if you tried, you couldn't make it up. He goes on to say that he's watching television and he sees this girl, this blonde, talking about him on television, and it caught his attention. And he's like, whoa, whoa, these are like beautiful things. These are incredible. Beautiful things. And then he looked and he realized, oh my God, that's my daughter-in-law. That's Lara Trump. And from that moment on, as he called it, it was a love fest. This is a true story. I wish I could make this stuff up. I wish my imagination was that good. He couldn't stand her until she started kissing his ass. Well, what do you do when somebody's kissing your ass? Make them the, you know, co-chair of the RNC. The real question that you have to ask yourself, how over her skis is she as it relates to being a co-chair for the RNC? I mean, how insane is that? That she doesn't even understand what the legitimate purpose is. She's only being installed there in order to do what Donald wants with all of the money that's going to be raised. Every dollar that you give to that RNC will somehow find its way into Von Schitz and Pence's pocket.
And to prove Michael Cohen correct, when Lara Trump was asked about the murder of Navalny, she wasn't even sure what that issue was. Here, play this clip.
And do you believe that Putin is responsible for the death of Navalny?
I don't know enough to comment on that.
Do you think the RNC...
And then let's compare that to what President Biden said at the State of the Union when it came to his message to Vladimir Putin. Here, play this clip.
If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not. But Ukraine can stop Putin. Ukraine can stop Putin if we stand with Ukraine and provide the weapons that needs to defend itself. That is all. That is all Ukraine is asking. They're not asking for American soldiers. In fact, there are no American soldiers at war in Ukraine, and I'm determined to keep it that way. But now, assistance to Ukraine is being blocked by those who want to walk away from our world leadership. It wasn't long ago when a Republican president named Ronald Reagan thundered, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." Now, my predecessor, a former Republican president, tells Putin, quote, "Do whatever the hell you want." That's a quote. A former president actually said that, bowing down to a Russian leader. I think it's outrageous, it's dangerous, and it's unacceptable.
So I think the contrast is very clear. I've been hearing from a lot of people who previously identified as conservative or Republican, and they just said, look, this party has entirely left me. They've gone full MAGA. I'm not giving any money to this Republican MAGA madness right now. And it is what it is. You see it right there. That's why it's important that we build this pro-democracy community of normalcy. We may disagree on issues, but this MAGA mutation is weird. It's dangerous. It's quite literally, you know, all Trump. And, you know, there you have it. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers together. Thank you for watching this and have a wonderful day.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.